I've spent the greater part of the last year redoing the color on the film, you know, bringing it into the contemporary world, and remixing the soundtrack into 5.1 stereo. And so I've discovered new things that were in it. And I, because of digital printing, I've been able to realize the look of the film from the time when I originally looked through the camera and chose each shot. And you couldn't do that with a 35-millimeter print of a film. The 35-millimeter, which is well on its way out now as the medium of choice, was imperfect from the very outset. I mean, when you develop the scenes in a film developer, the composition of the water is changing constantly in the developer. And then when you go to print the film, the electricity varies constantly. It fluctuates, and sometimes to many people, imperceptible ways, and that alters the color that you set out to achieve. Most people, in fact, anyone who doesn't work in the film industry is unaware of these things happening. But in the digital world, you can achieve exactly what you want from shot to shot to shot, and even alter it imperceptibly. You can make the blacks blacker. You can make a scene brighter or darker. You can have more blue or more red, or desaturate the color completely. And you can do things. I mean, you have an entirely new palette at hand when you go to make a film digitally.
So right now, you're able to get your movie even closer to what your original personal vision was.
Absolutely.